Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220 The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. We are going to be talking about the Christmas star. And, you know, no doubt maybe you've heard about it in the news, a unusual sight that's going to be in the sky this on the 21st. So it's coming up pretty quickly here. And is this the Christmas star? What does it represent? And we're going to look at what the Christmas star in the Bible is all about. So I hope you'll be able to stay with us here this afternoon. And let me mention a couple of other things here as well. Of course, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and I'd like to invite you to come out and visit. Yes, we are open. We have not, by the grace of God, I'm not saying this to brag, but by the grace of God, we have been able to stay open. We have not had to shut. We have not had any problems. And so we invite you to come out and visit us. We will be meeting tonight at our Friday night Bible study. And that will be tonight at the we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, which is located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. That's Northern Summit County. We're right where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 cross. We can see the Turnpike toll booths from the entrance to the Turnpike right there out the meeting room window. And we also meet there, well, first off, on our Friday night Bible study. It's an informal study, and you bring questions, and we fellowship, we enjoy some refreshments, and we go usually till about 9 o'clock. You don't have to stay the entire time if you're not able to, and likewise, if you want to stay over later, usually people are talking for a while afterwards. It's not unusual to be there, to not leave there myself until 10 or sometimes as late as 11. There's been occasions when it's been about midnight when we've left, but thankfully we have the room until midnight. But we invite you to come out, and like I said, you can bring your questions with us. We'll look at the Bible and your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word, just like we do oftentimes on our radio program, especially our Sunday night radio program here every Sunday night from we're here every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight, and we enjoy having an opportunity to have people call in with their Bible questions and questions about current events in light of God's Word, as we say. Let's see, what else do we have going on here? I also want to mention our Sunday services, and our Sunday services also, we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We're a small church. We don't own a building. So we have been meeting in the meeting room there for some time. We're glad to have that opportunity. And we meet there every Sunday. Our morning Bible study, we show up about 10, I guess is probably the best way to put it. And it's usually a time of a little fellowship and talking as we get the coffee set and everything like that. And then we'll get into a Bible study after a few minutes. And then, but our morning service starts at 11 o'clock. And I am currently preaching through the book of 1 Timothy. And we're coming to the close of 1 Timothy. We're in chapter 6 right now on Sunday morning. And then on Sunday evening, we meet again at 6 o'clock in the evening, and every Sunday evening. And I am currently preaching on Sunday evenings through the book of Proverbs. And we are currently in Proverbs chapter 14 right now. And so we certainly invite you to come out and visit us on Sunday evening. Also, while we're talking about some things coming up, I want to mention a couple other things coming up this coming week, of course, we are coming fast approaching Christmas. We have scheduled on the 24th. This is the Christmas Eve. This is Thursday night. We have our Christmas Eve candlelight service, and that will be at 7 o'clock. That's 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve, December 24th. Again, meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We will have a time where we'll share some testimonies and sing some songs celebrating the birth of our Savior. And, of course, then we have time reading the birth of Christ according to the Scriptures. This is a booklet that I put together some years ago. It's nothing but Scripture, no added words. It's a number of Scriptures. I based it on something that I had obtained many years ago, and I fleshed it out some more and added some more Scripture and some Old Testament Scriptures to it. And it just gives in one narrative the birth of Christ according to the Scriptures. We'll be reading through that as well at our Christmas Eve candlelight service. So invite you to come out to that if you're not doing anything on Christmas Eve. We understand people have a lot of things going on, things taking place, and if you're able to make it, we would love to have you come out and join us on Christmas Eve for our Christmas Eve candlelight service. Also want to mention, too, that we have on Christmas Day, that is a Friday, December 25th, and we have our regular Friday night Bible study will be scheduled. And no, we probably won't have a huge group that night, but we are planning on being there. So invite you, if you're not doing anything on Christmas Day night at 7 o'clock, you're more than welcome to join us for our Friday night Bible study. All right, I think we're covering most things here. So with that in mind, we are going to, I think, have a word of prayer, and we're going to take a look at a couple things here this afternoon. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for the opportunity to come together here. Just pray you bless the program today. Use it for your glory and your purposes. Lord, help us lift up and glorify Christ through it. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As I was praying, remember, too, I also want to mention some other things that we're going to be doing with our radio program over the next couple of weeks. If you were listening before, you probably heard Pastor Lutz and his program before us. He's on at 1 o'clock till 1:30. For the Cause of Christ is his program. On occasion, we have combined our programs. We're going to be doing that on Christmas Day. And so I will be on with Pastor Lutz at 1 o'clock. He will be on with me at 1:30. We're just going to combine the programs. We are also looking at doing that on New Year's Day, January 1st. I'll be on with him at 1 o'clock. He'll be on with me at 1:30. And we'll just combine our programs on Christmas Day. No doubt we'll be talking about some things relating to the birth of Christ. And then on New Year's Day, I'm sure we'll be talking about some of the things that are happening in the world and things that may be coming up very shortly in regards to our elections and all that. But we'll save that for later time. Today, though, I do want to get into looking at some information on the Christmas star, and I hope you'll be able to check us out online as well at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you will be able to find information about the about our church as well as our radio program, and you'll also be able to go to that and listen to past programs. We have links for past programs you can listen as well as a number of other materials that we have there at livewithpastoral.com, and it also has links to our social media. So anyway, so check that out, livewithpastoral.com. All right, well, coming up, there's some interesting things that are happening in the sky, in the summer, in the night sky, not the summer sky, the winter sky. And if you have been watching the sky over the last several months, you may have noticed that there's two bright lights that have been getting closer and closer in the sky. It's the planet Jupiter and the planet Saturn. And Jupiter is one of the brightest objects objects in the night sky, and Saturn is not quite as bright, but Jupiter, of course, being a little closer to the sun than Saturn is, and also much bigger than Saturn, it reflects more light, obviously. But they appear closer and closer each night in the sky, and I noticed it several months ago where it was more in the south-southeast part of the sky, and we found it really amazing to look at it. Now they're more in the southwestern portion of the sky, and they're getting closer and closer. If the clouds would ever disappear here in northeastern Ohio, you had a chance to see it tonight, it would be amazingly close, but they're going to get closer still, because on December 21st, the winter solstice, this is going to be marked with Jupiter and Saturn sitting at just about 0.1 degrees apart. That's about one-fifth the width of the moon, and it's going to look incredible. Now, of course, they're separated by a vast distance, you know, thousands and thousands of miles, millions of miles, I guess. I'm not sure what the distance is, actually, but it's just lined up in the night sky, their positions in orbit around the sun and in our position, they will appear to be lining up, almost merging together. And to give you an idea, if you hold your hand up and you look at your little finger at arm's length, that represents about 1 degree of the night sky. And so the distance that they'll be apart in the night sky is only about a tenth the width of your finger, your little finger at arm's length. And that is going to be an amazing sight. Last time they were that close together was in 1226 AD, March of 1226 AD, when Genghis Khan was conquering large swaths of Asia. And, you know, so this is in the Middle Ages. And it won't get this close again until, I believe, 2080. So if you miss it tonight and you can manage to hang on for another 60 years, you'll be able to get another chance at it. And so there's some interesting information out there. And there's a lot of speculation as to what does this mean? Is this the Christmas star? And some people are saying that the Christmas star would have been a conjunction of planets like this. In fact, the great astronomer Johann Kepler, he believed that what happened was that there was a conjunction between Saturn, Jupiter, and Venus. And Venus is typically brighter, probably one of the brightest things you'll see in the sky other than the moon when Venus is up. They said that there was a conjunction of Jupiter and Venus and Saturn at this time, and it followed a supernova. And there was a movie out, a video called The Star of Bethlehem, and this theorized that that's what they were looking at. And so what I wanted to do today is look at this in light of the scripture, and the main scripture that we have that talks about this star is in Matthew chapter 2. In Matthew chapter 2, it starts out in verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Now, this is an interesting thing when it says wise men from the east. What we're talking about are the Magi that came from Persia. The Magi are a very interesting group of people, and Persia was a very interesting place. The Parthian Empire was in charge in Persia at this time, and the Parthians were not ethnic Persians, the Persians, of course, being what the Iranians are today, it's the ancient name of Iran, and the Parthians were, by some accounts, sort of like the Samaritans, where they were part Jewish. They had Jewish blood in them. And the wise men of Parthia, many of them had studied at the feet of people who, if you go back far enough in history to the time of the Babylonian captivity, remember Babylonia was in Persia, Media Persian Empire, and if you go back in that time, Daniel, if you'll recall, the book of Daniel, Daniel, a Hebrew young man from taken captive in from Jerusalem, taken to Babylon, he became eventually the chief of the wise men in Persia. And he taught people things from the scriptures, and it's believed that he had some of the scriptures that he passed on, and that the Magi traditionally studied these things, what would have amounted to the Jewish Torah, and they studied astronomical phenomena, and they monitored the night skies, and they also were constantly on the alert for people who would be born in the line of King David. You say, why would that be? Well, one of the interesting things about Parthia is that the leader of Parthia had a title called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I don't know if it had Lord of Lords, but he was King of Kings. He was an emperor. And he ruled over the Parthian Empire, and there were other kings under him. So he was a king of kings. And that's interesting because that's a title that's given to Jesus Christ, isn't it? King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so the Parthian king with this title, King of Kings, was to be certified as a direct descendant of King David. Now, this is kind of interesting when you start looking at this. So they're searching the scriptures, and in Parthia, as they monitored the night sky, they knew that there was a prophecy that was in Numbers chapter 24 where Balaam, remember Balaam the mad prophet, I won't spend too much time on him, but he said this in verse 17. This is Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. Now, a star out of Jacob, a scepter rising out of Israel. The Parthian or the Persian Magi would have been familiar with this prophecy, and as some believe that this was partially fulfilled in the star that's referred to here in Matthew chapter 2, where they said, we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Remember, they said, where is he that is born King of the Jews? And so they believed that this sign was a sign that was a star that rose out of Jacob. Well, what does that mean, star out of Jacob? Jacob is Israel. And the Parthians did not see this in the eastern sky. They were in the east, the Magi. They were in the east when they saw this star. And they looked and they saw the star, and it appeared to be in the direction of Israel or Jacob. Now, this is what they started following. It was unusual, so they pursued after it. They searched and they believed that they were following the star out of Jacob that represented a scepter rising out of Israel. Now do you see why the Magi said, where is he that is born King of the Jews? The scepter rising out of Israel. And we have seen his star. That's the star of Jacob. Now, we know there's other application for that prophecy in Numbers chapter 24, but it's believed that the Magi, the wise men, this is what they thought they were seeing. So what did they see? There's been a number of things suggested as to what they saw when they were looking in the night sky. Some people thought it was a conjunction of planets. Some people thought that it was a supernova. Some people thought it was a comet. I just wanted to touch on a couple of these things real quick, and I don't have time to get into too much detail, but for the Christmas star to be a supernova, then, or a conjunction of the planets, the problem is, or even a comet, the problem with them is, why didn't anybody else see this? if it was that notable, other people would have seen it, because the people in Israel, they watched the night sky as well. And when you look at the account in Matthew chapter 2, it says in verse 3, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes and of the people together, he demanded them of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Now, did you catch that? A lot of times reading through that, you don't catch that. He wanted to know when it appeared, because the people in Israel weren't familiar with this star. So this kind of rules out it being a comet or a supernova or a planet, a conjunction of planets, because they would have seen it. They would have known about it. And apparently this star appeared when Christ was born, but the Magi, the wise men, did not leave right away. They began traveling in the direction of where they saw the star rise, which was in the direction of Israel. So naturally, if they thought that it symbolized the birth of a king, where do you suppose they would have gone to? Well, the capital, which was Jerusalem. And by the way, Bethlehem's only about 5 or 6 miles outside of Jerusalem. So looking at the star from the east, it would have appeared pretty close, right to where Bethlehem is. Bethlehem, Jerusalem would have been basically the same thing. You wouldn't have known. And they traveled in the direction of where they saw the star. Now, it doesn't necessarily say that they followed the star the entire way moving ahead of them. In fact, it implies that they did not see the star for a short period of time, because then it says here in verse 8, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Verse 9, when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. It appears that they didn't see it for a time, so it disappeared for a little while. Now it's appeared again. Now, let me ask you, have you ever tried to follow a star? If you're driving down, maybe late at night, you're driving down the highway and you see a star in the distance ahead of you, and try to figure out where it's at. Did you ever catch up to it? You can't. Even the moon, you can't, because the distances involved in the way that it appears. But this star here, they saw it move. It moved, and then it stood over where the young child was. So this was not a supernova. This was not a conjunction of planets. This was not a comet. I even saw one suggestion. They thought that the Earth had temporarily captured a small moon. It wasn't that either. This had to be something miraculous. When we've ruled out all the natural phenomena, then that leaves the supernatural, doesn't it? The miraculous hand of God. Was the star an angel, perhaps? I don't know. Was the star just the bright light that God put in the sky? Remember, God led the children of Israel in the wilderness by a pillar of fire at night. And they saw this bright light that they followed. And so here was a star that the Magi saw, but those in Israel were apparently unaware of it. And when they came to Jerusalem, they inquired where the king of the Jews was located, and that's because they recognized there would come a scepter to rise out of Israel, and they said, we've seen his star. And they said they knew a star would come out of Jacob. And so they saw a miraculous light in the sky. Remember, any point of light in the sky was called a star, not just the type of stars that we think of today. But a planet was a wandering star, a comet was a hairy star, and then, of course, meteors and things are falling stars. Well, this is a star, a point of light that led them, and it stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy, because the star led them to to where the newborn king lay. Have you ever encountered the newborn king? You need Jesus to be king of your life, and it can only happen when you recognize, when you allow the light of God to lead you to him and you put your faith in Christ as your Lord and Savior. Thanks for listening today. Join us next time. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.